Dave Thornton the opportunity to say something to Fief.
Hey, happy birthday, big dog.
Thank you, Dave.
There we go. Thanks.
For yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hey, happy cake day. I've never seen more cakes in
our
here.
Our friendship is so strong. I didn't need a text yesterday. You guys don't get it.
In my defense, I've never had one text up on my birthday since working with you, but...
In the holidays.
It was awkward.
Now. That's my fault for being in the holidays. Never once got a text.
As Dave said to me, well, Faith doesn't have Facebook, so how am I supposed to know?
It's true.
That's a very good point too. All valid points.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway.
Look, my sister-in-law came over from the UK on Sunday. Honey, I'm going to stand all over my plane.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Married at First Sight last night, Andrew decided to leave. Now, Andrew is a 38-year-old firefighter.
Hello.
Who was dating Cheryl. Now, Cheryl was the one, remember last week I played you the audio of her dad, her Scottish dad, telling him to, you know, beep out of the house because he had a shirt on that he didn't like.
Yep.
He's gone, and basically his reason was, she's just not that into me. He said, I believe that there are plenty of signs that she's made her mind up and that I wasn't the one for her. It's not hard to show someone a sign or be considerate or show a certain level of engagement in conversation.
How did Cheryl think about that? Is she into him?
No, clearly not. Okay. I don't think so.
So he read the play.
He's read the play. Now, this is the thing, Fev, I love this, because do you remember years ago, remember when that book came out, He's Just Not That Into You?
Yeah, there was a movie.
It was
too.
Like Sex and the City. It was a movie. I never saw that movie. But anyway, it was a real revelation for a lot of girls, because there are signs that some, and I can say this, and I think both sexes do it, when you hang on. And if you're really honest with yourself, you can read the play and go, yeah, he's just not that into me, or she's not that into me. But I love it when you know that moment. And 13 10 60, if anyone else can relate to that, and you remember the moment you found out or you discovered, yeah, they're not into me.
Yeah, I didn't read the play real well when Alex divorced me. I didn't know that was coming. I was just on my way up to Yarrawonga and she said, you might as well stay up there, mate. Oh, what?
So why have you got your lawyer to talk to me?
Yeah. Didn't read the play right.
Do you know, then, I was dating a guy.
Here we go.
Now it's my fiancé.
Winning.
Years ago. And when I just moved to Sydney and I was seeing this guy. I won't say his name on the show because no. Remember,
Prince
last
Frederick?
Time, Phil. Last time I said his name on the show,
Stephen.
He sent me an email from the UK, saying, I hear you've been talking about me.
Well, Gleeso.
No, that was
his. Well, hang on a second. Old mate has a Google alert on his name.
No,
lucky,
anyway.
Lucky not going out of him. He sounds like a
I just love how you say to Fief, this bloke, no, it's like the Earth globe. You know that little that thing that you just spin?
And
you
just push point
on
out
a country, she goes, yep, that's where
this guy
was.
All gone overseas.
That's where this guy was. It's amazing.
Gone overseas,
what are you talking about? That's exactly what you want, don't you?
Yes. Anyway, so here I was about 23. I just moved to Sydney, fallen for this guy, and we'd been seeing each other for about 18 months, right? And I hadn't really met many of his friends or family. And I was like, he'd come out of a serious relationship and he just wanted to take things slowly. And I remember going, oh, that's fine. I'm not in a rush anyway. We're young. And then I remember I bumped into his brother and I said, oh, Nick, nice to meet you. And he was like, hi, nice to meet you. And I said, I'm dating your brother. And he looked at me and went, no, he's single.
That's a sign.
So that was my sign. Oh, he's just not that into me.
Okay,
if you can't even tell your family that we're in a relationship, fair chance you're not into me.
Took you 18 months to read that play.
13, 10, 60 is the number.
Won't get that back.
That moment when you realise they just weren't into you.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Gave it its first spin on Friday morning. Lord's new hit, Green Light.
Should get the red light.
It's a grower, that one. I reckon that one.
It is a grower. I agree.
That is a smash. I mean, I knew the minute I heard it, but you guys took a while.
Because you've said the song's a grower, but sometimes in life and relationships, you don't always have a grower.
Good segue!
Gee, that was good. Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron on the Fox, that was outstanding.
And sometimes you just never really feel that way you should about someone. And for the person in the receiving end of that, they've always got to figure out, is this person into me or not? And sometimes the light bulb moment where you go, right, they're just not that into me.
It reminded me of the time I remembered the hot girl in high school. I met her 2 years after we'd finished. We had a good night out. I said, I'd like to kiss you. She said, no.
You actually,
that was a subtle little
shot. Is that with your peroxide hair and your earring?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mate, we were sitting in my Suzuki Swift, right?
Oh, God. There's so many reasons.
We were talking, thought things were going well. I said, can I kiss you? She said, no. And then carried on with the conversation like that didn't happen. I'm like, get out of my Swift. This is awkward.
Alex in Hawthorne. Hi, Alex.
I can't believe you asked her.
Hi.
Very gentle.
Alex, did you have a light bulb moment when you realised that he just wasn't into you?
Absolutely. I realised when my ex, Daniel, just stopped calling me, texting me, anything like that. I'd still sort of check in to see if it was still on.
So, Helen, he was telling you to stop calling him and texting him?
No. He just stopped. So I'd be like, what's up? Is this still happening? He'd be like, yeah, absolutely, you know. And then he just never took to me.
So his words were, yeah, we're good, but then no effort to see you or talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
How long did that go on before you realised he's just not that into me?
Oh, about a month. I was like, you know what?
A month?
He's going to talk to me first.
A month.
And you know that hard thing is like your phone is the proof of your desperation. You got all blue text, no greys, and then you've got the time and the date, and you're just looking through it going, why have I got no response?
So it's every time we text Pete.
I think that's called the
birthday mate, leave her alone.
Andy from Hamish and Andy calls that the blue to grey ratio.
Yes.
And there's a certain percentage you want to, probably 50-50 would be a healthy ratio.
There's no need to refer to another show. But
they haven't started work this year, mate, leave them alone.
Tom from Richmond. Hi, Tom.
Morning, team. How are we?
Really well, Tom. Did you have a light bulb moment when...
I did. It's a pretty big part of my life. Obviously, laughter is kind of just a sign that you're alive, I feel. And I've got a little bit of a snorty laugh, and I hadn't been seeing this girl for too long, and she kind of just went, no, that's not going to cut it. So, unfortunately, dropped for my snorty laugh.
So, when she didn't like your laugh, you realised she wasn't into you. And that's blunt.
That's endearing, a little bit of
no. I agree.
Are you serious, Tom? That's my KPI. I'm a stand-up comedian. If I hear a snort, I'm like, yes!
I'm on fire.
But Tom just laughed at Dave then, and it's actually quite a normal, it's actually not a weird laugh. It's a normal laugh.
Oh, thanks, Byron. What happened to you later?
Hey!
Wow, this took a turn. To be
honest, Tom, it sounds like you're in bed. Just stay there. Byron will drop around later.
What is
he
going on?
He doesn't do much on this show. He wasn't.
Kane from Diamond Creek. Hi, Kane.
Hi, guys. Hi, I found out my girlfriend didn't listen to me.
How old are you, Kane?
I'm 12.
Oh, good. Oh, so you got to... what happened, Kane?
I found out my girlfriend wasn't into me when she started talking about other boys in front of me and flirting with them.
Oh, what's that about,
Kane? Kane, are you still together?
No, good.
No, drop the zero, mate.
Yeah, well done.
Hey, there's a positive there, Kane. You've got plenty of life left, I reckon.
Yeah.
You're 12. There's plenty of more dating to come, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely.
Plenty more fish in the sea, they say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Especially if you drop this, Kane. You may have heard me on Fox Hit 101.9.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
If you go to our Instagram right now, you will see a range of cakes that have been made for Fifi's birthday, including one, and happy birthday, of course, Fifi, yesterday, one that you made for yourself.
Well, I was making a cake with my daughter. Trixie said, Mummy, can we make a cake on the weekend? And I said, yes. And then it just ended up looking like I've made my own birthday cake, which...
You did.
And then it became a big contest of who made the better cake because our exec producer, Saunders, had a crack at one. Fev's done his little cupcake.
She made me a beautiful cake. So, paint the picture, Saunders has made me this beautiful giant Nutella. And mate, I just had a taste. It's incredible. Moist chocolate cake. And then Fev got a muffin from the cafe downstairs.
I made that.
Popped a little mini fun size Mars bar in it and popped it in the microwave to heat it. It's great. I love it.
My daughters, Mia, Lenny and Lily, wanted to bake, so I just baked.
Oh, that's cute.
That's really
nice. No, we didn't.
No, I know.
Cost me $4.95 at the coffee shop.
Look, it's lovely.
And it's how Fifi really feels. She's expressed there her views on the different cakes for her birthday, but obviously we have the technology that enables us to speak directly to your brain about how you feel about these cakes.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Connecting to Fifi's brain. Now connected. You can now hear Fifi's brain.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday. Guys, what a day, hey? I even get to say moist on radio, so that's good.
Good on you. Fifi's brain is here, but we'll go to you, Fif, and ask the question before we cross to the brain.
Whose cake of the three there do you actually think is better?
Well, obviously, no, Sonda, the love and the thought and the heartfelt intention of Sonda is amazing. That is a great, it's an, she's weaved Nutella into the icing. I mean, technically, Sonda's is the best. No, I'm just saying, no, because I didn't want to draw attention to it, but I have, I made a pink ganache, and I've made, so.
Oh, come on, stop it. This is embarrassing. I'll take it from here, mate. Okay, initially I just want to say good job to everyone there in the studio because I've heard the phrase putting glitter on a turd, but I've never actually seen it, so thank you for that birthday present. That is lovely. Next, I hope for the rest of the day you're going to show me how to actually sail down Poo Creek without a paddle, so
okay,
thank you.
That's the
I love it,
thoughts.
Sean. I love it.
Were you surprised, Fief, that your cake was better than Fev's and, of course, Sonda's? Were you surprised?
No, I don't believe it's better. Look, admittedly, I made 6 different batters and I coloured them all to look like the colour of the all the colours in the rainbow.
Oh, yeah.
So that was just, that wasn't to compete with Son. A chocolate cake is by far superior to anything I've made.
Okay, I'll take it from here, big dog. Look, to be honest, in a birthday, you always want a surprise, and I was surprised you people got to use sharp implements. I think that's great, guys, because in fairness, I understand how hard it is to make a cake for someone because 32 is an awkward age to buy a present.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 32, aren't I, guys? Get on the microphone, Brendan. I'm 32.
Yes.
Don't you ever pause like that again. I am 32.
Okay.
Don't you forget.
Thank you. Fifi's brain. Bye-bye.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Hey, guys, are we prepared in this room, anyone, for doomsday?
What are you trying to break to us?
Like, no, the apocalypse. Like, are what? You one of... Okay, remember back in 2000, Y2K bug and people buying UHT milk and cans of baked beans.
I remember that.
Well, Lisa Oldfield, you may know, married to David Oldfield, former One Nation dude, and also one of the Real Housewives of Sydney. She has said in a recent interview that she and her husband, they call themselves preppers. They're preparing for the apocalypse. They have, like their own bunker, 125,000 litres of fresh water stored away, 5,000 cans of Spam.
Hey, when you release that to the press, that means when the apocalypse comes, that's no longer yours.
Yeah, I know.
Whose house are we looting? The old fields, that's who.
And you just referred to the end of the millennium, how the world was going to blow up.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry about that. There was a big explosion that day.
What happened?
Number 25 for the Blues on New Year's Eve went bang. Kick 12 snags.
Whoa!
That was the only explosion happened that day.
That's true.
Anyway,
that's, you're outstanding.
Play a song.
No, not yet, Byron.
Imagine I did, and that was it.
No, but don't, like, think about that for a second.
They've, where that was going.
They've built a bunker.
Unfortunately.
And they've prepared for an atomic explosion, 5,000 cans of Spam. Because people talk about this. Oh, you know, there are people that prepare for the end of the world. But I think we all assume that they're just all talk. People are actually doing this. And if there's anyone out there, 131060, who is preparing for the end of the world, and in fact, the old fields have hoarded weapons as well.
Oh, she said,
hoarded food and
Boxy.
Weapons.
Hey, yeah, yeah, because we love this done here on radio. Do you think it'd be so much fun with the old fields to let them know that the apocalypse is coming? They lock themselves under there. We just carry on like it's just normal. Just wait for 15 years later, open up, see what's going on down there, see what they've been up to. They just.
I reckon if something's going to happen that we're not going to get any warning, it's just going to go boom.
Yeah, but jump down into your bunker if it's under your house.
You're not going to have time.
Oh, sometimes you get time.
So when? Explain when.
You're a doomsday person, Boxy.
Explain.
Well, they might say
from a movie.
No, think about it. An astronomer will say, guys, there is an asteroid, a meteorite heading our way. It'll be here within 24 hours.
By the way, if you just tuned in, that's not actual news.
No, that's a hypothetical.
I'm tipping they won't tell anyone. If I was one of those dudes, I'd keep that real quiet and I'd bunker down.
Yeah, you're right. They just then, you're right.
Why
yeah.
would you do that? I'm the only one who can survive and the rest of you.
No, you tell your Facebook friends and your phone and then you...
131060. Are you
come
a prepper?
Come back up. Rise, God.
Do you know
rise.
Someone who is a prepper? Somebody else? Are there people out there doing this?
Foxy. Weird. Hang on a second. I'm reading between the lines. We've all been a feed's house. We know how high the fence is. Now, you cannot tell me she doesn't head out on weekends. You are digging that basement. You're getting it together. She's stockpiling all that stuff, grabbing all the candy from the fridge and stuff here at work.
Baking her own cakes for the bunker.
That's exactly right.
So like Lisa Oldfield, like Fifi Box, are you a doomsday prepper? Give us a call if you are. 131060.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Have you prepped for doomsday? Lisa Oldfield, Real Housewives of Sydney housewife, she has said that she and her husband have got 5,000 cans of Spam. They've got 125,000 litres of fresh water stored away in a bunker. And
how long would that last?
Man, do I have to do the maths?
If I've got to be honest.
5,000 cans of Spam.
Mate, you got that much Spam and you've got to hang out with the Oldfields. I prefer to take the apocalypse, thanks.
they've hoarded food and weapons. And I remember around Y2K, people were doing crazy things like building bunkers. But this is a thing. There are people out there in our community called preppers, and they're doing this. Now, Sam from Cario. Hi, Sam.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Sam. Now, this isn't you. Your brother, he's preparing for the end of the world.
Yeah, he is. He in his room, he's got like probably a couple thousand, or not in his room, like in the spare rooms at his house, he's got a couple thousand litres of water, canned food. When he gets sick, he doesn't actually take his antibiotics. He stores them because they'll be more important when the world ends.
I think they've got a use-by date.
They'll probably go off.
Yeah.
Wow, so Sam, is it... What's brought this on? Do the family think he's mad? Like, or is it...
No, he's very superstitious. He's very much...
Has he built a bunker yet?
No, he hasn't.
It's not going under the ground.
No, just got all the stuff.
At least Fief's handling this whole thing with sensitivity. That's what I like about it the most.
I am. No, I'm just... No, but it's interesting, though. It's a lot of money to spend on things that you may never use.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. I mean, ASIO, if you're listening.
Sam, thank
you.
Or
this is just our way of finding out who's got all the dosh when it's the end of the world. We know where to go.
Oh, so when the apocalypse hits, we'll go back over our call counter. What's that guy?
Aaron from Piersdale. Hi, Aaron.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning, Aaron. Are you prepping or is this someone you know?
It's a friend of mine. He's a bit of an eccentric. He's got a couple hundred acres up in the Pyrenees Ranges, and he's so far he's put a big shipping container in the mountain, buried it in the ground, and it's all decked out with food. He's got water coming off the mountain that he catches and collects in a reservoir.
Smart.
And he's waiting for an invasion. I don't know if it's some country to invade. He wants to fight and fight to the death.
Okay. This phone topic certainly taking a twist.
Yeah, I mean it's always good on a Monday just to have a light phone topic.
Thank you, Aaron.
Everyone can just warm up to their week with. Okay. Hey, what have you done?
Our producers were happy with those calls. Yep. They were quite happy with
everything's,
those.
Everything's good. This is FM radio.
Anyway,
sounds like a PlayStation game.
Coming up after 8 o'clock.
It wasn't the lightest way to start a Monday. Yeah. I can now see that.
No, let's really go for it. Who's got intense paranoia? Anyone?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
First up, as Brendan Favola walks back into the studio, Fev, welcome back. Hey, Fev, did you notice on the weekend Trump, the new allegations he's making against former leader Barack Obama, he's ordering a wire, Barack ordered a wiretap in the run-up to the election on Trump Towers so that apparently he heard everything that was going on in those towers.
But doesn't it have to go through a judge? A judge has to sign that off? I read up about this.
Yeah, but do you know what? Yes. But have you ever seen 24?
Yes.
Like, yeah, they do. There's ways around that. Come on. The FBI and CIA, they know what they're doing.
That's a show.
I know, but I have a...
this is reality.
I hope nothing happens to me by saying this, but I'm pretty sure that in the US, the Secret Service are doing some illegal activities.
Wow, I'm surprised you'd say that.
I am too, actually. I'm very quickly regretting that. But anyway, let's move on because to talk about this allegation, we have the man himself on the line. Mr. Trump, thank you again for joining us all the way from the White House, or maybe Trump Towers.
See, I knew, Missy, you understand my paranoia. People want to hear what I say. You understand that.
Of course I do. But Mr. Trump, do you honestly think that you were bugged by the former president?
Missy, I know I was being bugged, okay? I could hear them talk. It was the middle of the night, and I'd hear Obama just talking away to Anderson Cooper. I could hear it.
Mr. Trump, are you sure you weren't just lying in bed and you had CNN running on the background?
That does explain the ad break interruptions.
I mean, Mr. Trump, would you say this might just be paranoia kicking in?
No, I'm going to have to stop you there. There's some very bad people, okay? They're out there, and to be honest, they're probably tapping us right now. They are. I can feel it. They're probably listening to us right now. And if so, oh, God, Fifi Box, stop flirting with me.
Mr. Trump, what are you doing? I'm clearly not flirting with you.
Oh, come on. If this phone call is going to the feds, let's have some fun with it.
No, I don't want to do that.
Oh, come on. This is fun. Hey, FBI, Fifi thinks you're a bunch of poo-poo heads.
No, please, this is childish.
Also, Fifi, she poops her pants, FBI, she does.
Aww. Okay, so we're going to be really juvenile, are we? Well, then, you poop your trap. You poop your pants, Mr. Trump.
Okay, it was only funny when the stuff was made up. Who told you? Have you been tapping my phone?
Mr. Trump, I just made it up to join you.
Yeah, of course you did. Of course you did. Fake news! Fake news! And anyway, I've stopped doing it now. Oh, and if the feds are listening, I didn't lose the nuclear codes. I just ran out of toilet paper, so I had to use something. So could you please send some new ones ASAP?
Are you finished, Mr. Trump? Are we done?
Oh, and could you send a new letter of constitution? This time on something softer, maybe some 3-ply or something like that.
Thank you, President Trump. Appreciate the call. Bye. Yeah, he's hung up. There he goes. Okay.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
I mean, let's just reset things. Happy birthday, Fifi Box, for yesterday.
Thank you, Byron, Dave, Fev. Thank you so much. And thank you, Sonda, for making that amazing chocolate Nutella birthday cake. It's incredible. Now, I reckon you would have heard this, Dave, Fev, about 3 months ago, or was it the start of the year, Byron said... And Byron is not traditionally known for giving gifts. He receives them. He doesn't necessarily give
them. It's unfair.
Them.
He brought me a present.
Bought Feather Packers snapback
hat.
You did. Well, I just noticed in 15 years of friendship, I don't think you've ever bought me a present.
Well, you don't have to have presents because when he owes you that much money, he's just reimbursing.
Okay, that's not a presents. Low blow. That's a low blow.
But you did, Byron. You said a few months ago, you said, I know exactly what I'm giving you for your birthday. I've put a lot of thought into it and I know and finally it'll make up for all the years of friendship where I haven't necessarily given you a birthday present. Hmm. So I've been really excited about this, guys, because I thought he's put months of effort into it and he's thought about it. So this morning when he said to me, Fee, happy birthday, I'd like to give you a gift, it didn't necessarily go as I'd thought it might.
I'm nervous.
Why are you so nervous about a gift?
Well, I've worked hard on the present.
And I don't know that you have. I think I'm not going to like this.
Bring it on in.
What is it? Byron!
Why?
This is like the biggest gift you've ever given.
The
Byron.
Big one. Start with the big one.
What have you done?
But don't quite open it yet. I want to just set...
Is it a...
With my girlfriend away a lot, I've had a fair bit of spare time, right?
Yeah.
As you know, I'm starting to paint. What's so funny about that?
You painted me a painting.
I've painted something for you.
If this is a portrait of me, this could be dangerous.
Well,
Byron, I can't wait. Okay, this is... Oh, my God! Byron! That's amazing!
Do you like it?
But it's just you. I'll have to put on my wall a massive painting of you,
well,
which is a bit...
All right, the second one. I did another one. I was on a roll.
It's amazing!
You've always been very supportive of everything in my life, including my girlfriend. God, I've been with Gabby now for like 5 years.
Mm-mm.
Go for it.
That's not me!
It's her.
You're giving it's me her. A portrait of your girlfriend? You're not really. You are not serious. Like, it was one thing. A portrait of you is one thing. I can't have a portrait of you and your girlfriend on my walls. Why wouldn't you give me a portrait of myself? I don't understand why I'm not in any of these.
Okay. It might have been a painting by my stepmother, Gloria. My stepmother.
That's your...
My stepmother, Gloria, did them.
Gloria Cook. I was going to say, there's two love hearts in the cook. I'm like, why are you doing love hearts in the cook?
She gave them to me for Christmas, and I couldn't resist.
I really thought you'd done that.
Because it was signed off G. Cook, and of course my real name, as Brendan has reminded everyone, is Greg. And so I thought that could be accurate. She could believe I did them.
What? So you're such a tightwad, you re-gifted a painting.
Oh, that's the way you viewed it.
Of himself.
It's a real letdown.
Like, I'm so... You had months, though, and you said to me, you've got the perfect gift.
You've still got a beautiful painting, and I'm still
but
happy for you to keep
you.
It.
You. Like,
so what?
Weird,
we're friends. You can do that, can't you?
Is
hey, Fev.
Weird?
we might as well be honest with you. You know that Green Bay Packers cap you got? That was actually his mother-in-law's. He nicked it off her at her place.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Special guest in the studio, Fev's brother, Jason Favola.
Yes, Jace, Brendan, having two Favolas in the studio, we feel doubly blessed. And we've spoken about this, so I know you two know what's coming. But next Tuesday, The Biggest Loser Transformed is back on 10, 7.30. Already seen the ads, which is so inspirational because it's all about transforming the contestants' lives. It's not, you know, and let's be honest, we don't want to talk about scales anymore or numbers or what your weight is. It's all about transforming your life and transforming your body. And Fev, you of the last few months have been, you know, often we're in the studio and you've said things like,
"Where's this going?"
It's so sensitive up to this point. It's been great.
I just said, I'm nervous.
You're going so well.
Fev, you said, say it. You were happy for me to say that you would like to get fit and maybe get your body back into transform.
Shots fired.
Hang on. Fifi wrote down, let's be honest, Fev has stacked on the kilos since coming out of the Celebrity Jungle last year and became a radio host.
Sonda wrote 100%. That. Sonda, thank you, Jason. Hey. Can I just say, Sonda wrote that and I said, Fev, I don't want to read that bit out. And Fev said, no, go on, read it out. Anyway, that's the truth is you have been saying that. And you said that you and your brother, Jace, you'd gone to some F45 classes. You were training. Jace, you were out training with West Melton last week.
Yep.
And we thought, why don't
Melton South.
West
Melton. Oh, one Jesus. Of the Melton
Well, I did go into the jungle.
Hey, Porky Pies, which football club do you play for?
I did go into the jungle at a heavy weight, and last night they had the weight loss, and I did lose 17 kilos in the jungle.
You did.
And I've put more on since I got out.
Here's the thing. The Biggest Loser Transformed is heading to Channel 10 next Tuesday, but wait for it. We're going to do our own transformation here on the show. This is going to be the biggest Favola.
Wow. And I just thought your choice of music for this was a bit insensitive.
Who is the biggest Favola?
Two fat Favolas sitting in the tree. One fell off and the other ate me.
Here's the thing. You would both like to transform your lives and transform yourselves. So over the next couple of weeks, we're going to watch this happen.
Get the music off.
After a great start.
Okay, Jace, you're up for this, aren't you?
I am.
Okay, and Brendan, you're up for this?
Yeah, whatever. Float your boat.
So for Favolas, this is what you're required to do today. I have booked you in at the gym. You're going to go
the
and get...
The what? Sorry?
You're going to go and get a body fat percentage scan. So we're not going to judge... In 2 weeks...
I'll blow it up.
This will not be... Can you please get rid of that?
Get rid of the music. It's annoying. Okay. Can't hear it.
Nothing unhealthy about this. We are talking about doing this in a really healthy, proactive way about your health. Okay,
so we're
not putting you on
body.
Scales. We're going to try and work on your body fat percentage, your body mass.
Pick the Jace two worst candidates.
Jace is already in trouble.
Well, let's go and get yours tomorrow. We'll touch base, both of you. Get you back in here, Jace.
Are you serious?
What? He looks great. I can already
play the music.
So tomorrow we'll
He's
touch base.
He's gone vegan as well.
We'll see where you both
He's gone
starting
vegan, old
from.
Boy.
I know. I think Jace
vegetarian.
Is
well, you're going vegetarian. So this is Jace's. Oh, you what?
I still eat cheese and eggs and stuff like that. I'm still normal.
Yeah. So Jace is not eating meat because he wants to lose weight, but then he has 8 bowls of pasta during the day. That's probably worse.
It's just to get more vegetables and salad into my
But you keep
diet.
Eating pasta. Oh, well, carbs are heavier
there's nothing
than...
else to eat. It's like going to a garden every night and eating out of there. It's just not filling. Okay. It's just not good.
Okay, guys, you've got 2 weeks.
Good start.
2 weeks for us to find out who the biggest Favola is. We're transforming your lives, guys. So head down, get your body fat percentage assessed today. We'll touch back tomorrow and see what our starting
so
point
who,
is.
So we're against each other, obviously.
Yeah,
we're going to see whose body fat percentage improves the most over a 2 week period.
So, what happens when I win? What do I get?
Hey, I know this is going to be hard for you guys because you're so supportive of each other, but try to compete with each other, yeah? Like, just try to go.
It's an unfair advantage straight off because he's hasn't got a full time job, so he's got more time to work out.
Good start.
What do you think this is?
Okay, here we go. Talk on the radio for 3 hours.
You go around and kill. You go around
got,
and kill
like,
rats.
The project and stuff to worry
thank
about.
You, Jace.
He's got bad shirts and hats to worry about.
just one football is enough. Don't look at me and criticise me. Well,
I'll give you a tip, Jace. When you go out and kill all the rats, don't eat them.
All right. Okay, you two are going to have fun with this. Be the best you with the biggest...
I'm a vegetarian.
The Biggest Loser transforms 7:30. That starts next Tuesday on 10. Of course, here we have the biggest Favola. We'll follow this with interest.
Will we?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. No, they hate the stories. Stories from the Fevolution.
We've got a special guest in the studio because he is here for our new reality show based on The Biggest Loser Transform, The Biggest Favola. It is Fev's brother, Jason Favola, who's going to be part of the show for the next couple of weeks.
I know, and Jace, we thought while we've got you here, before we all leave this morning, why don't we just have a quick chat about what it was like growing up in the Favola house? So, Brendan is your older brother. he's your older brother. What about school? What was he like at school? Was he naughty?
No, he's a bad boy for sure. Didn't do any of his work. Didn't you get one of your girlfriends to do your school projects or something?
Yes, anyway.
this is good. This is good.
Yes, I did. I was just a friend. Jackie Hatch used to do all my work, which was great.
Just amazing.
Jace, what was he like as an older brother? Was he? Did he tease? Did he?
He came good in the final years. Now that we're older, it's good. But when we're younger, it was painful.
Was it? Oh, was he relentless?
Was it?
Yeah, well, school holidays were the worst.
Why?
Well, because it's supposed to be fun. You go out and do stuff, but I had to make toasted cheese sandwiches and I had to make him hot chocolates while he's sitting there playing PlayStation. And
oh, you were Sonder?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Then I'd have to come home, like it'd be a mad rush at like 3:30 before mum gets home to clean the house. So I'd have to do all the chores in 30 minutes while he's still in bed playing PlayStation. It was great.
Oh, that's what younger brothers
do,
don't they?
No, it's not, poor Jace. What about when, now Jace, you have told us off air, let's share the story on air, that... You know, obviously he has the Midas touch and through a lot of his football career and a lot of his life, he can do no wrong. How many goals?
Oh, I've done plenty of
them. No, I know,
he's
but
done a fair bit.
Then every
let's be honest.
But then there was a big fall from grace where, you know, he was not necessarily in the public eye.
Everyone
very
hated
often.
Him, let's be honest.
And then he went into the jungle, and what was your read on this situation?
I thought it was great. He's actually going to have to get a full-time job and be a normal person, but you guys rang him up and now he's landed on his feet again. Here they
are, the stories of the family. And gets a Mercedes as well.
And yeah, Mercedes-Benz Bryan. I spoke to, I think, his fiancée, the beautiful Megan. We're sitting around the table one day and she was like, yes, Brendan's gone on this show and, yep, he's going to have to do something with his life and I'm finally ahead. And then he goes, and then he landed on the Fox and he goes, now I'm just killing rats and he's got a job on the radio. It's okay, Jace.
Well, I love my job.
I think it really fuels the fire between...
Number one sales rep in Australia.
Yes, he won. He's the best in the country at what he does. And it only fuels the fire here with the biggest Favola. This will continue. This is based on The Biggest Loser Transformed, Fief, 7:30 next Tuesday on 10. These guys they're going at it. This is sibling rivalry.
Yeah, head to head, guys. You've got 2 weeks. You're going to head down now and get your body fat percentage scan. We're doing this very responsibly and just seeing how much you can transform your lives in 2 weeks.
Looking forward to that. You speak about school and you said I was naughty. Just a little number there. Jace got expelled more times than I did, so you're not that clean-skinned, bro.
Oh, well, that's
brotherly love there. Take the joke a bit too far. The teachers didn't like it. It's not my fault.
There we go.
Yes,
maybe 3-2.
Well said, mate. That's throw to kinks.
Classic Favola, isn't it? Not my fault.
Nah, that's worked it out.
Classic Favola.
It's never our fault, is it?
Okay.
Not at all.
Guys, although it was a nice punctuation to this show, and for anyone who possibly didn't send a text yesterday, happy birthday, Fee.
Oh,
happy birthday, Fee. See the cakes.
Have some cake, Brennan.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. We've got you two in here now. You're eating responsibly, and there's 5 cakes here behind me on the table.
Not ideal timing.
And Jennifer Fief made her own birthday cake.
Look at that one with the ice cream on top of it.
She made her own
you
cake.
You have to say that's the best one.
Oh, I was looking at Brendan's one. Yeah, no, it's great.
And it's rainbow inside.
Well done.
It's got the cone on top. Well done.
Yeah. We're out of here.
Fief,